presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York. Global Issues News Headlines, July 17, 1002 America New York, most UN agencies lack access to information policies, survey finds. Washington, D.C., July 17, IPS, less than half of United Nations agencies have access to information policies, according to a survey by Eye on Global Transparency. Of 27 UN bodies surveyed, 13 have access policies.
Fox World News, July 17, 8:11 America New York. Dozens of cats in Poland infected with bird flu, WHO says. Scientists worry the bird flu outbreak among dozens of cats in Poland may trigger another pandemic, but infection rates among humans remain low, according to a UN. Fox World News,
July 17, 8:11 America New York. Typhoon Talim sweeps south of Hong Kong, prompting schools, stock market to close. Flights, schools, ferries, and even the stock market in Hong Kong were closed Monday as the city braces for a typhoon expected to make landfall in the neighboring provinces of China.
Fox World News,
July 17, 8:07 America New York. Heavy rainfall in South Korea continues for ninth day. Death toll rises to 40. The death toll from the heavy rainfall in South Korea has reached 40. Over 10,000 people have been evacuated from their homes since the start of the storm.
Global News,
July 17, 8:06 America New York. Searches on for person seen struggling in North Saskatchewan River, Devon RCMP. After looking for a person reported struggling in the North Saskatchewan River near the Voyager Park boat ramp, police moved the search to Edmonton around 9 p.m.
Wall Street Journal World News,
July 17, 8:06 America New York. China's fading recovery tests policymakers' playbook. Slowing growth has raised expectations that Chinese officials will unveil limited new stimulus measures, including interest rate cuts and more easing in the housing market.
Global News, July 17, 8:03 America New York, U.S., China meet on climate as world temperatures near record highs. The heat dome across the western United States also helped to generate heavy rains in the northeast, claiming at least 5 lives. The heat warnings spread as far as Florida.
RT World News,
July 17, 8:01 America New York, Beijing hopes for extension of grain deal, TAS. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has said it is ready to mediate the agreement to ensure world food security.
Global News,
July 17, 8 o'clock America New York, ongoing history daily, the 8-Track Museum. At one time, the 8-Track represented state-of-the-art listening on the go. Wall Street Journal World News,
July 17, 8 o'clock America New York. This Bronx neighborhood is one of NYC's hottest apartment markets. City dwellers are seeking rent relief in Mott Haven, where new luxury buildings are popping up.
Wall Street Journal World News,
July 17, 8 o'clock America New York. The summer bus travel got cool? More people turned to buses, from budget to high-end, as a cheaper way of reaching their destination on time.
New York Times World News,
July 17, 7:58 America New York. What's next for Israel's judicial overhaul? Israeli lawmakers are advancing parts of a contentious plan by the right-wing government to reduce the power of the Supreme Court. A final vote is expected by early next week. Copyright Oren Alon, Reuters. Israelis demonstrating on Saturday in Tel Aviv against a government plan to overhaul the judiciary.
Mirror World News,
July 17, 7:56 America New York. Chilling warning over deadly, silent killer, heatwave as temperatures top 48°C in Europe. Cerberus heatwave is gripping southern Europe as temperatures soar towards 50°C and, there is a chance, the conditions could reach the UK, an expert told Mirror.
PowerPost, July 17, 7:54 America New York. What blue states focused on this legislative season? They passed measures on transgender care, data protection and drug overdose.
Fox World News,
July 17, 7:52 America New York. Canada wildfires, Trudeau, others mourn second firefighter death as smoke sparks further U.S. air quality alerts. Canadian officials announced the death of a second firefighter during wildfires, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau among those offering condolences.
Global News,
July 17, 7:52 America, New York. Mendicino says Privacy Act restricts disclosure for inmate transfers. Watchdog differs. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino has said that the Correctional Service of Canada owes Canadians an explanation given the severity of Paul Bernardo's crimes.